Vinny, Keyshawn, Julius, Eddie, and Drew. The newest cow, Boy Band. Rock me. This Friday at 2, it's the Cowboys State of the Team Address, brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Bacardi Rum on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
420 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. My gosh, it's great to be back to work. It's a great knowing that you have a gig to where that in the middle of your vacation, you're already counting the days to when you come back. And that's what we have here at The Ticket, so... It's great having this gig, I'm telling you. Great having this gig.
By me.
Okay, whatever. Hey, we got Jim Reeves coming up with us at the Star Telegram. Great columnist over there. He's going to check in about 5 o'clock. We're going to talk about the situation going on with the Rangers because we haven't had a chance to weigh in on the John Hart situation. John Hart will be back. He's going to be the general manager for next year and maybe even... a little bit longer. Staying on the baseball page, coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, Rusty Greer is going to check in because it was 10 years ago tonight that Kenny Rogers pitched a perfect game, and Rusty had one of the big, big, gigantic catches in that game when he was a rookie playing center field. So he's going to reflect on that with us. Also, he's going to give us a little bit of an update, Corby, on where he is because he may see action this year.
He's close.
He may see action. But right now, it's time to turn it over to the Snake. Little bit of e-news brought to you by the greatness of Jack Daniels and Texas Tickets. If you need a Texas ticket, if you need a ticket, call Texas Tickets because they will take care of you, brother. Got a lot of great shows coming up. I believe Nickelback, aren't they in town?
I think so.
I think they're rolling in here, the circus. I don't have my sheet, so just kind of doing this from memory. Tim McGraw, he's coming to town this weekend, and if it takes a ticket, Texas Tickets, 214-696-8001, 214-696-8001. And when you call there, ask for the lovely Haven. She loves P1s.
All right, you ready?
I am ready.
Hello, Corbin.
I'm not as good as this as Reiner.
Don't worry about it. Don't sweat it.
He can throw it over, and he's got all of his little abrasive over the top and everything.
We don't need that.
I don't know that. So I'm just going to throw it to you, and you can do your snake news.
Our favorite show, The Sopranos, will be back for a sixth and final season.
When we turn 50.
Close.
I can't believe they're doing this. Like
2006, we will have The Sopranos. When in 2006? Not sure. Sometime in 2006, though, the program will return. They're assuming that it's going to be around March or April.
So we're barely halfway through 2004.
Yes.
So we're looking at a minimum.
Could be 2.5 years.
Well, from the time that the...
It's going to be like 18 months.
From the time that the show ended...
Denny enjoying a little food over there?
I'm just having some ice cream. I'm sorry.
From the time that the show ended back in, what, May?
I believe the last episode was in 1996.
I mean, it literally will be 2 full years. And the only weird part about that is that those kids... Not that they're going to age that much because they've already gone through puberty and everything, but...
I mean, by that time, Meadow's going to have grandkids.
I guarantee you she has a kid by then because she's married to some old dude who probably wants to knock her up.
Polly will be dead.
Could be. There could be death. That's the weird part about it is people can die in real life. You know? That's a long
Uncle Junior's
time.
Getting up there.
And David Chase
Junior,
says, well... He says, well, it's kind of like the Harry Potter books and films. You just got to wait it out. Wait a couple of years.
You know what? He's got everybody by the balls because what are you going to do?
Nothing.
I mean, I don't like that. I mean, I wish it was coming on again next March. But am I going to protest by not watching it? No. I mean, when it comes on, I'm going to be right there watching it. I doubt we'll be on the air then. We're probably not going to get to do any more Sopranos, dog.
We'll
be long fired by then.
I mean, that's another thing.
We're on such borrowed time right now, it's unbelievable.
We could be fired by
we will be.
In 2 years.
We will not do Sopranos talk, I guarantee. We'll be fired by then.
Something that's causing quite a stir on the television set is a new show on UPN called Amish in the City, which is supposed to debut tonight. But they're not sure whether it's going to debut or not.
Why not?
Amish in the City. Do, 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 do. I don't think that's their theme song.
How do you know?
I don't. It'd be a good one.
Well, Kevin, you're getting delirious knowing that you're going to have to wear Batman tomorrow.
Kevin Scott.
It features five Amish young people living with six beautiful Southern Californians.
You know what? This is a good idea. This is not bad.
In a house in the Hollywood Hills. The Amish youths are from Indiana, Missouri, Ohio, and Wisconsin. They're going through Rumspringa, which is the rite of passage in the Amish community, which they experience life outside of their
You know what? I applaud the Amish for doing that.
Oh, I do too.
Because the Amish, I mean, they live like they did 300 years ago. Mm-hmm. No modern conveniences, nothing.
So during this period, they just get to run around like wild-ass monkeys?
They do whatever they want. They do whatever they want. So now they stick them in basically the Sin City.
Yeah, but didn't you guys see a documentary on Rump Shaker that
Rumspringa, not Rump Shaker.
When these kids do this, some of them go off the deep end. Like, they'll get into drugs. Right. They'll start selling drugs. Some of them never go back to the Amish way of life.
Well, 9 out of 10 return. I believe that was a stat that show had. But the ones that leave and don't come back, I mean, think about it. If you do leave, I'm not sure if you're welcome back within your family. These are the people you grow up with and spent your formative years. So you're essentially orphaned. You have no money. It's not like, you know, mom and dad send you off and they give you $10,000 or whatever. They have nothing. They're just out there.
It's kind of like, hey, go out there and experience this, but good luck to you.
Yeah.
It's not like they're giving you some kind of expense account.
No.
What's your window of opportunity for all the wild fun and sex?
2 years, isn't it?
2 years?
I think it's 16
to 18.
I think it's 16 to 18.
Goodness.
16 to 18? You're not even out of high school.
Well, they don't go to high school. All of them are homeschooled.
You know, education's not a real legal age there.
Education's not a big part of the Amish community. Just work and religion.
Well, they're going to show it pretty much.
And the dudes wash each other's feet.
Yeah, and I mean, unless movies and TV lie to me, there's lots of hot Amish women like Kelly McGillis running around.
I don't think there is.
Now, Davey Lane just called and reminded us that documentary was called Devil's Playground.
Mm-hmm.
And the same producer is doing this series.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You should have had that, being an e-news guy and stuff.
Let's see. No, I don't have that. I don't have that. But it's on UPN. And how great can it be if it's on UPN?
And seriously, can Davey Lane be trusted?
Not really. No.
I heard his half-ass e-news during my vacation. I mean, that was embarrassing.
Ashley Simpson has the number one record in the country. She's the sister of Jessica. She's from Dallas. I believe she went
Mike,
she's 19. Your daughter's barely younger than
showed
that.
Showed up for that.
Love you, Daddy.
Oh,
what are we doing?
We're talking about Ashley Simpson. She has her own reality show, just like her sister, called The Ashley Simpson Show. Now, she is the ugly Simpson.
She's not bad.
She is the Simpson with the crooked nose.
You know when Reiner...
She's not bad.
You know when Reiner played the Barley House a few weeks ago? She was in there.
Ashley Simpson.
Yeah, she was in there.
She loves petty theft.
She's huge into Tom Petty cover bands. I can't believe that she has the number one record. Is she like pop like her sister?
Mm-hmm.
Or is she...
Of course. What do you think she
is? Well, I don't know, because my wife was trying to tell me that she was trying to get away from what her sister was doing. Yet she has her own reality show on MTV, and she's putting out records now. And I think she was an actress, too. What?
Come on.
My sister.
Come on.
I heard that she dyed her hair black to help out so people wouldn't confuse her with her older sister.
Well, she doesn't have the...
She doesn't have the talent.
Or the boobs.
Right.
No, she does not have the cans.
Are those real on Jessica?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. You bet.
Are you sure?
Look at them.
I mean,
I mean, it's not like two cantaloupes sitting under her arm.
You've
like
held them.
I don't believe you've held her boobs. I really don't.
She's from here. Well,
doesn't mean anything.
I bet Big Red has.
If he wants to.
Let's see.
I've got to be more trim than a toilet seat.
Come on. Van Halen is in the top 10 with Best of Both Worlds. Their new super album.
Is that Greatest Hits?
And
I think it's Greatest Hits plus some.
Remember, we played the new songs.
Oh, did we?
Like, yeah, we played like
Get that for the jukebox.
Two or three songs.
That could be jukebox worthy.
And Jimmy Buffett was number one last week while we were gone. What fun could we have had with Jimmy Buffett?
Number one what?
He had the number one album in the country.
What?
Yes, Jimmy Buffett
He probably just released it. All the idiot parrot heads bought it, and it'll drop to number 80 tomorrow.
His album was License to Chill. It sold 148,000 copies this past week. And the
He's got a license to suck.
The first week it sold quite a few. More.
You know, I don't have a big problem with Jimmy Buffett's music. But he's got some pretty good songs. Now, I went to a concert of his once, and that beat me to death.
Okay, this is weird.
He's got some pretty good songs.
At number 8 is Prince, Musicology. Didn't that come out like 9 years ago?
That's been out a while, hasn't it?
8!
Maybe he's still selling well.
Good for him.
Good for Prince.
Who's Lloyd Banks?
He's a new black singer, rapper from New York. And about the only thing he raps about is the NBA. Loves the NBA.
You made that entire thing up.
No, I didn't. And you know why I know? You know why? Because you know ESPN's new gag where they do Sports Center from Times Square?
Yeah.
They had him on. And he's a big NBA fan. And that's what they were talking about.
I'm going to research this.
Well, ESPN.
Kevin, do you know anything about this?
I've never heard of the guy.
Seriously. I mean, he was on ESPN. Hey, what? ESPN, they're getting farther and farther off that sports page.
I saw Kid Rock on there the other night doing a big concert, you know?
Yeah, they're getting farther and farther off that. And
sports. Sports will never be the same.
What's his name? Lloyd Bridges?
Lloyd
Banks, you idiot. Lloyd Bridges.
But he's from New York, and he's a rapper. He wears big, giant earrings. And
I love the NBA. I love to play it every day.
Did he have a stroke? Why is he old and Jewish now?
I love the NBA.
Grego, who is Robert Sorrells? He is a veteran character actor. They say he was appeared in such films as Death of a Gunfighter, Gunfight in Abilene,
yeah.
And he was in Gunsmoke.
He's one of those old weathered actors that was in every Western.
Well, at the age of 74, he decided to be a good idea to walk into a California bar in Simi Valley called the Regency Lounge in Simi Valley.
Do you have a duck under one arm?
And he shot two people.
Well, you know, maybe they had it coming. I don't know.
A bartender says he had been at the bar until it closed on Friday, returned Saturday morning looking for his credit card, then returned again in the afternoon and shot two people. Arthur DeLong, who was 45, and Edward Sanchez in the face and the back.
Oye.
Well,
that was the last thing that poor Edward Sanchez said, unfortunately.
Well, they'll do an audit on him.
All right, that's E! News.
Take care, Snake.
432 on Sports Radio, 1310 The Ticket. Now, we're not like ESPN because we will talk sports. And we do that next. Little conversation with the Rangers, and then after that, Jim Reeves of the Star-Telegram. So hang in there with us. More stuff coming up next.